Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. My name's Imad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential claimant on the line, a previous claimant that I already transferred. Her name is LaQuintia Anderson. And she wanted to ask you guys some questions. She just wanted to get some confirmation about the status of her submission.
I see. Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello, how you doing? I was trying to like y'all don't call each other, y'all don't call the person back
In
or
regards to a
anything. I
claim
don't
that you've
know
already
because
submitted?
yes, I guess I did the claim.
Yeah.
I talked to someone, I believe it was Thursday or so, it was a young lady and she was trying, I don't know what she was asking, but I asked her what was she asking,
Right.
and then she put me on hold and then she hung up.
Oh, and she hung up afterwards. I'm sorry to hear that. Were you in the
Yeah,
process of an
she hung
application?
up. Then, yeah, I did an application, and the guy
Wow.
who just transferred me over, he said that you guys not gonna move forward with my application.
Oh, I see. Well, give me one second here. How do you spell your first name?
My LaQuintia, because I thought maybe if the phone call dropped, I thought
Right.
maybe she would have called back.
Right, and she
Or whatever,
definitely
but
would have. Give me one second here. I'm just gonna
right.
look you up, see if you're in our contacts.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I'm sorry about that though. You shouldn't be hung up on. Let me take a look. Okay, so it doesn't look like you have anything on here. And just to let you know, this is a recorded line. If I may ask, you were taking hair relaxer yourself, correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And what was the reason that they couldn't move on with your application? Do you even know?
No, I don't know. I know I called the guy who just transferred me.
Yeah.
He the one who transferred me to you guys, and it was a young lady,
Yeah.
and she asked me. He already gave her my name and everything. So when he hung up, she asked me. She said, "How long has I been using it?" And I told her. Then next thing I know, she put me on hold.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And when she put me on hold, all I heard was boom. And then I said, hello, hello. And then
And that was it. Yeah.
I called back Friday and it said, dinner. It was like this number said, dinner, dinner, dinner. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. So the guy that I just called back now, he said that they system showing that my application was withdrew.
Okay, got it. Well, I'll reconfirm with you and I won't hang up on you myself here. I'm sorry you were left in the dark regarding
Yeah,
it.
that's that was kind of crazy because
Yeah.
I was like that day that when she called, I had just took a pain med.
Yeah.
I'm sick right now. I'm sick as I'm talking to you right now.
Oh,
I'm at the
really?
doctor's office. I'm sitting in the car. I'm at the doctor's office, about to get ready to go in like in the next 15 minutes. But
Yeah.
it's crazy because when you're trying to get something done,
Yeah.
please call a person back.
Of course. And let me see if I can get this settled for you before you go into your doctor's appointment. So I'm going to go through some questions and I'm just going to try to see where they possibly thought that you don't qualify, okay? Okay. Give me one second here. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. And have you ever signed any documents regarding this lawsuit? With any other
No, I have
attorneys or law
not.
firms? No.
No. And you know what? That's the question she kept. She asked me that. We went that far,
Yeah.
and then next time, it
Yeah.
was. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It's
Well, I'll
I
keep
don't
it
know.
going here. I'll keep it going here. Have you used
Okay.
hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years?
Yes, I have. I
Okay.
stopped using it. I used it for 12 years.
12 years. Okay, got it. And were you diagnosed with cancer after
See, she's
using it?
just, yes, ovarian, I can't pronounce it. It's
Okay.
ovarian cancer.
Right. I'm sorry to hear that. And how long ago were you
Yeah.
diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, it was October 2023.
October 2023. Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
In Texas.
In Texas. Okay, give me one second here. Texas. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I understand you're sick at the moment. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah. If I tell you, I wish I could just have a new body and just start all over again 42 years
terrible.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to go through a lot. 2023 is very recent as well. You said it was back in October,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. June.
I have my paperwork. So that's all that she had to do was just call me back and let me know what was going on, because I thought maybe something was wrong. I thought my phone hung up, and I always get, like, a lot of scam-likely phone calls, but I don't ever answer. I don't know if she called back or what. I don't know.
Right. I'm sure she would have at least sent you a text as well. Give me one second here, okay?
Yeah, I didn't receive no text messages or anything. Got like 10 more minutes. I don't know how I get this stuff done. And that's another thing. I hate Mondays. Oh, my God. When I go to the doctor on Mondays, oh, my God, I hate it.
Yeah, it's so busy, right? Did you have an appointment, or are you going into, like, an urgent care?
No, I have a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, you do?
It's at 11:45. But, you know, you got to be in before 11:40 before you can do your paperwork and stuff like that. But I'm not going to get up out of here till probably like 3 or 4.
Oh, right.
It'd be the longest.
It really does. Yeah. And it sounds like you're multitasking while you're sick as well.
I'm doing everything. I can't, you know, like I notice if you stress and you're depressed, and if you just constantly just think about what's going on with you, it make it worse.
Right. Yeah, it does definitely make it worse, especially when you're really going through it sickness-wise. But it's a good thing you're at the doctor. Hopefully they are able to help you out.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to run you through a couple more questions here, if you don't mind, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So you were diagnosed in October 2023. Do you happen to know what day that was? It's okay if you don't, though.
It was like the third week of October, between there.
Okay, got it. So around the middle of October then, towards the end.
Yeah,
like the middle.
Yeah.
And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Okay, I got his name. His name is Dr. John, J-O-N, Ricks.
Ricks?
R-I-C-K-S? Yes.
Okay. And what hospital were you diagnosed at?
I was at Plano, Texas.
Did you say Medical City or Center?
Medical City.
City.
It's in Plano. It's
Plano,
Medical
Texas.
City.
West
Plano.
15th Street, right?
Yeah.
I know which one.
Okay. It's on 3901.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You need the address?
At 3901 West 15th Street, Plano, Texas.
Yes.
Okay, I have the right address then. When it comes to hair relaxer, did you use it at least 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes, I did. I should have. You know, I'm trying to make my hair straight.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't even believe that they would have chemicals and toxins as well. I mean, when you were initially, it's not obvious.
I have a question.
Yeah, of course.
I have I have a question. Why do they still sell it on the shelves?
So the main reason for that is because there is fine print when it comes to it, when it comes to the chemicals and such, and a lot of different, I guess I should say, websites and such. I guess they say that it's known that it shouldn't be good for you and you shouldn't use it for a certain amount of time, but they advertise their products as natural or nourishing.
Yeah.
So it really kind
That's
of leads
crazy.
People to believe something different. But regardless, yeah, they are still on the shelves to this day. How many times a year do you think you would use hair relaxer?
Oh, wait. I'd use it like 3 times a month, so that's a long time.
About 3 times a month, you said?
I use it for a long
time. Wait, how many
times? I use it three times a month. That's how often I was using it.
Okay.
But,
and 12 months in a year?
So. That's 12. Yeah, 12
so
months
about
in a year.
36 times a year.
Ooh, wait, my head. Oh, my God.
You did use it a lot. But you did stop using it.
Yeah, I stopped using it,
Okay. And now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
02-201982.
82. Okay. 1982, 1982. And this is a random question, but were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
You said breast cancer?
Yes. It is a bit of a random question.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that. Now, do you know any other friends, family, or loved ones that use the same product of hair relaxer as you and were also injured?
No, sir. No.
No? Okay.
That's that I know of.
And if you had to put a year on it, what year do you think you first used hair relaxer?
What year? To go back to some years ago, like 2011. Mm-hmm. 2011, 2012. So I'm going to say 2011.
Yeah, 2011 might have been the first time you ever used it.
Yeah.
And when was the last year that you used it?
I stopped using it October, the second week of the beginning of October. That's when I first started. That's when I stopped using it.
From the side effect.
That was like October. That was like the beginning of October.
Okay, got it.
Like the middle or something around there. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you would use these products monthly, and it looks like you used it for about 12 straight years. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And would you
wish I had my hair on now. I can't hear you. What you say, sir?
No,
I got you. I have you on the car phone.
Yeah. I'll try to speak a bit more clear as well.
Okay.
So did you go to a salon to get the treatment, or would you do it yourself at home?
I would do it myself at home.
Okay. Got it. And you go ahead.
My phone is breaking up. Hello?
It's okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. What brand names would you use, the product-wise?
It was Dark and Lovely.
It was Dark and Lovely, mainly. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
All in one.
And now your diagnosis, did it happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
You said, did it happen 2 or more years after?
Yeah, your diagnosis.
It happened like it was before.
Right. Well,
because
you did start
thought,
in 2011,
thought,
and your diagnosis was in 2023, so it definitely.
Because, yeah.
Right. Okay. So you did then. Got it. Now, what type of treatment did you receive after you were diagnosed? Was it chemotherapy, radiation, a surgery?
I did the chemotherapy. Did the chemotherapy.
And do you know how many cycles you went through?
My cycles I went through, I did 6 rounds for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me morphine for the chemo for the pain,
right?
Through an IV.
Okay.
Really, that's it.
Okay, got it. And how soon? Oh yeah. By the way, I know that you do have the you have to see your doctor. If you have to go, just let me know at any point, and we can continue this another time. But we'll get through everything that we
got enough time. I'm saying. Yeah, we got enough time. I'm waiting on. I have some the doc, like a wheelchair person, to come get me. So he haven't made it out here yet.
Oh, I see. Okay, just let me know. But you were diagnosed towards the end of October 2023. When were you treated for the first time?
I was treated. I think I did my first treatment in October.
In October, so towards the end of October.
The end of October. I did everything in October. I wish I could just take this all back.
I can't even imagine how it was. How are you doing now from that chemo? Are you still recovering or?
I'm really like in between, like cancer free or you know, stuff like that, but I still you know, you still have to be prepared, because never know, it probably come back, you know. You just kind of say, hey, I'm done with it, you know, stuff like that, and you know, you wake up one day and you know,
you just have to be prepared for the most part. Well,
yes sir.
I do really like your personality. I like the way that you do are able to talk about things. I really appreciate that. Another question for you as well. You're treating doctors. I know for chemo, you'll usually have a team, but was it the same doctor that diagnosed you that treated you?
Yes, the same doctor.
It was the same doctor. Okay, give me one second. I'm going to copy his information over.
Okay. So how's your morning going?
It's been going well. It's been going well. Thank you for asking. I had a pretty good weekend. I'm just getting ready for Christmas, you know.
I'm not into the holidays right now.
Oh, I see. You haven't done anything for Thanksgiving or?
Thanksgiving, I was kind of down. You know, stuff like that. My nephew Doc passed away.
Oh, really?
In September, so we didn't really do nothing. So I know we're not gonna do anything for Christmas. So
My condolences. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. He passed away in his sleep.
Really?
Unnatural cause.
That definitely make the holidays a bit difficult to have to go through, especially family-wise.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing okay.
It makes me scared. Yeah, it makes me scared because I have to be going back and forth to the doctors and, you know, stuff like that. I don't want to just go home one day and not wake up.
Right. It's definitely a reality check to a certain degree as well.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But I hope you and your family have a good Christmas and a good holiday.
Thank you. I'm actually probably just gonna be with friends, like a friend's Christmas, you know. So it should be fun though. It should be a good time. Now, this is just for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I'm single.
Single at the moment. Okay. Got it. And your first name, is that spelled LAQUINCYA?
Yes, it is.
And your last name, Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. And that would be ANDERSON?
Yes. You know, some people be spelling it ANDERSEN.
S-E-N. Anderson, not Anderson.
Yeah,
right?
But
I see.
No, yeah, mine is Anderson with a S-O-N.
Son at the end. And do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Yeah, okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yes, Elf. Mm-hmm. You want me to spell it
out?
Oh,
please.
Okay, it's F for Frank, R for Robert, A for Apple, N for Nancy, E for Elephant, L for Love, L for Love.
Fresnel.
That's it.
Okay,
Fresnel.
Got it. Franell.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, what is your social?
451-57, excuse me,
no problem.
1481.
1481. Okay, so 451-57-1481.
Yes.
Okay, and for your primary contact email, I have laquincyanderson@gmail.com. LaQuincyAnderson. I didn't see the last A there. LaQuincyAnderson@gmail.com. And it's just your full name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
this is my first name and my last name.
Got it.
My
okay.
phone number is okay, you got the number?
469-937-5082.
Yes.
Okay. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, got it. And what is your current address?
My address is 2026 Fair, FAIRVIEW, Fairview Drive.
Drive. Got it. Okay. And what state?
Texas.
And is that in Forney, Texas? Austin, Round Rock?
Yes, it's in Forney.
It's in Forney. Okay, got it. And do you live
yes.
in an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
It's a house. Okay, got it. Give me one
yes.
second here.
Okay.
And do you have medical records for yourself, or are they all with the hospital?
They all at the hospital.
Okay, got it. But if you requested your primary or whoever the doctor was that was helping you, they'd be able to get them to you, correct?
Yes, sir, they will.
Okay. And if you had these, would you provide them by mail or electronically, like an email? Whichever works best.
Yeah, whichever, either or.
Okay. And we do request
yeah.
an emergency contact. It's not necessary, but do you have anyone that you trust if we're unable to contact you to continue your case?
Yes, I have. Her name is Erica, E-R-I-C-A.
E-R-I-C-A, okay. And last name?
Johnson.
Okay. And her phone number?
Uh-huh. 214-701. 0336.
Okay, got it. And who is this person to you?
She's really like a best friend.
A best
like
friend.
For over 20 years.
Over 20 years, wow.
Yeah, she's a helper.
Yeah, it's amazing having friends like that. I'm glad you do.
Yeah. Yes, especially with what I'm going through. She's the, yeah. you'll think that your family will be here, but it'd
right.
always be your friends.
Yeah, the person you sort of grew up with, or the person you became yourself with. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
And you've known them ever since the early 2000s as well. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
I see you. Okay, and regarding the questions that we're going over, that's everything. So I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
That's the entire
okay.
application filled out. So I'm going to send you some documents over to your text right now. They should be sending.
Okay.
You'll get them in just a second. Now, these are going to be the retainer
okay.
documents. So these allow us to pull medical records if necessary, as well as get the
mm-hmm.
attorney to give you a call within the next day or two. And when he does, he'll
mm-hmm.
verify all of this information, and your claim is submitted afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and check your text. Let me know if you got the link that was sent.
Okay. Is this from Brandon?
Yes, Brandon Sharp. That's my full name.
Okay. So you want me to click on it?
Yeah, click on it, and it should open up some documents, and you'll go ahead and hit continue or next. After that, there'll be these yellow boxes on the forms. That's where you'll put your signature after you read through. And there should be a couple signatures and a couple initials. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be legible.
Right. You got to be like, okay. Okay. Also, do you want me to push the... Oh, wait.
And you can put me on speaker as well, if that helps.
Okay, that is ugly. You said make sure the signature is clear?
Yeah, as long as it's not a scribble, you know... I know
yeah,
your signature is probably not
sure
a scribble. But however you sign it, whatever is works best for you.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm reading over all this.
Yes. And there'll be a copy of it as well inside of your email. So whenever you do have the free time, go through it. So that way, when you do get the call from the attorney, if you have any questions whatsoever, definitely ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I sure will. Okay. I think I'm finished. I'm
okay.
Trying to... Okay, I'm finished. Oh, no,
right.
I'm not. Okay, there we go. It's like you're done signing.
That's perfect. Let me just go over what we just went over here. Let me take a look at your signatures. That's actually a very nice signature. I know it's difficult over the phone. Now,
yeah, it is.
And the signature that you put for your main signature, are those your initials? Or is,
LA.
That, is that how you normally do your signature in general?
Uh-huh. Do you want me to do it over?
No, you're fine. You're fine. As long as that's how you normally do your signature on, like, let's just say your your official business. But yeah, you're all set from here. So I'm going to send you a text over now from my personal desk line. Like I said, my name is Brandon Sharp. So if you have any questions throughout the process, you can feel free to give me a call or text, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so the next day or two, just keep a lookout for a call from an 800 number. I'll send this in the text as well. But once you talk to the attorney, that's when your claim is submitted. And this is the longest conversation you'll have to have regarding it.
Okay.
So you've gone through it all. Okay. I'm glad you're able to do it before your doctor visit.
Yeah, they coming out right now.
Oh, they actually are?
Yeah, they actually are.
Oh, nice. Well, I wish you the best. I hope everything goes well.
I got everything done.
I'm glad I was able to help you out.
Thank you so much, Brandon. You have a good, wonderful holiday.
You as well. I appreciate your conversation as well. I hope everything goes well, and you also have a good holiday, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.